Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Public Works Director Jack Butler. So as the warmer months continue on, obviously that means it's a good season for the Perry Public Works Department and a good time for them to come out, do some projects around town. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what the projects are that are on the table here for the summertime in Perry?
We have our street sweeper operator out. We've been through the town twice. And we're going to do it one more time. We normally hit it hard in the spring. And then, you know, depending on if there's a summer celebration going on or something, we'll kind of lay low and hit it again. And, you know, end of June, 1st of July, get everything cleaned up before the 4th. And then again, it comes back out in the fall when we're ready to do leaves. But he has been through town twice. And he has voiced his concern to me regarding an ordinance that the city has with grass clippings. And that has been an issue. And for some reason, it seems like it's worse right now than it has been in the past few years. And I guess I'm not 100% sure why that is. But I've noticed people are mowing their yards and they're blowing the clippings, the grass out into the street. And the city of Perry does have an ordinance against that. I know the officers will stop and give you a warning and say, hey, you know, or not necessarily a warning, but just let you know, make sure you're aware of that ordinance. And I know they will ask you if you're doing that to clean it up. And if you don't, then we will come clean it up and you can be fined. So that's just a little something to remember. I mean, I'm sure folks forget it, or, you know, maybe it was a little wet and the grass was a little taller and weren't able to keep after it. And so they've got extra grass clippings coming out of that, you know, that mower chute. And it makes a mess for bicyclists, motorcyclists. Them grass clippings laying on that asphalt and that concrete, it's just like driving on ice for them. And so that's a humongous safety issue for them folks. And then on the other side of that, believe it or not, that them grass clippings, they wash down to our storm intakes. And anything that has a grate on top of it, you wouldn't think it'd do it, but them clippings will plug up that grate. And then, you know, then the intersection's flooded and people are calling about that. So there's a reason for not blowing your grass clippings out into the street. So there's a humongous safety issue, number one. And number two is then we're fighting with it on our storm sewers. So that kind of goes hand in hand with each other there. Once we get our potholes done and we get the sweeping done, it is, believe it or not, time to start spraying for mosquitoes. With this warmer weather, we do have, you know, we've had some ponds. You know, after the big rains, we encourage folks to keep your eyes out in your backyard. You know, if you got a 5-gallon bucket holding water, dump that thing out. If you have anything out there, really, that's going to hold water and collect water, it's best to get that dumped out, because otherwise that just turns into a mosquito breeding heaven for them mosquitoes. And it is warming up, and I have seen a couple mosquitoes already, so that'll be the typical Thursday night. You know, we'll come out 5-6 o'clock at night and spray through about 10-ish or so we normally get done. It takes about 6-7 hours to get through the whole town. And a nice little reminder on that is for the folks that are, you know, planning us to hear us out there on Thursday, if it would be raining or if it's too windy, it might be Friday night. So that's just something for folks to kind of remember. You know, we have to play the weather with that too. We monitor the weather conditions, and we've got a meter we have to go stand out and calculate, you know, get the wind speeds. And if we're planning on a Thursday night and weather doesn't cooperate, we'll do it on a Friday night. But that's going to be one of the next things we're going to have to worry about is them pesky mosquitoes.
Now, obviously, a lot of what Perry Public Works does is repairing the potholes as well as doing some street work on the streets here throughout Perry. Now, as motorists are traveling to and from throughout Perry during the duration of the summer while Perry Public Works is out doing some work, you know, what are some reminders for people as they're coming up on construction zones?
You bet. Well, you know, we try to keep the road open if possible, just so that everybody can, you know, get through the area. But we just ask people to slow down. It's huge. Just slow down, please. And just a little patience. You know, we're not going to block off a road and keep traffic backed up for 10 miles. If we have to block the road off, and we'll, you know, you'll be able to get around, you know, going this way or that way one block. But we try to keep everybody, you know, keep it flowing, keep it easy for everybody. But, you know, when you come up on them guys, they've got their, you know, their vests, their shirts on, the lights are flashing, we got signage out. And the biggest thing is just to slow down and just, you know, just respect them. They're out there, and, you know, you're in a motorized vehicle, and it doesn't take much to hurt somebody. So, yeah, just please take your time. And like I said, we always try to do PSAs, let people know ahead of time, hey, you know, this certain block is going to be closed or this is going on at this intersection. And just to try to give the public, you know, a heads up ahead of time instead of it being a surprise for them. So, yeah, just slow down and pay attention. And, you know, we'll try to get you through that area just as easily as it is and peaceful for us.
Now, just kind of one last thing here for you. Are there any plans for some street work throughout the summer?
Yes, there is. So along with us, after we're done here with potholes, we've got some intakes. We've got some sections of roads. I don't know if you're familiar, you know, up by the rec center there on Pat T between 8th and 9th. We've got areas like that where ourselves, our crews are going to go out and be doing some full depth patch work. And then the biggest project that the city did, we just met with the contractor that got the bid, is going to be Bateman Street. And that project is going to just involve Bateman for the time being, but it's going to start at First Street and Bateman on the south side of the foundry. And it's going to go from 1st to 2nd, 2nd to 3rd, 3rd to 4th, and then 3rd and 4th streets will also be redone from Bateman one block north to Rawson. And it is a two-phase deal. So they're trying to work and get their schedules in line with the foundry, because, you know, we'll have an intersection torn up and the roads, and we've got to work with the foundry to make sure they can get their deliveries and, you know, the things that they need in and out. And then we also need to work with Weiss Corporation, Weiss Industries, and make sure we got them traffic flow in and out. So it's going to be a process. They're not planning on moving in until like the middle of June, and we will do the best that we can, you know, other than the actual direct workers for both of them facilities. The homeowners are going to be able to get in pretty easily, have access off of the side street, but we'll be working with the neighborhood, you know, the post office, the neighbors that are along that them four blocks of road, to keep access to them or get them access from another standpoint. Once they start that, I mean, when they tear out an intersection, it'll totally be closed off. There won't be any option to come up there. So, you know, there's some logistics there that have to be worked through, and it's kind of going to be a, you know, okay, hey, look at this block, how are we going to do this type deal, hands on, you know, instead of just saying, hey, we're closing the whole thing. We're not going to do that. We're going to do it in phases. So that one's going to be a big, big project. It's north end of the downtown, you know, and so I'm sure there'll be some sightseers want to come up, see what's going on. But again, there will be times when Bateman Street will be closed 100%. So it'll be signed. It'll be, you know, closed off. You'll be able to tell that there's no access there.
And that was our conversation with Perry Public Works Director Jack Butler. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.